In this bulletin, Australia takes less than 24 hours to again surpass its highest daily total of COVID-19 deaths. Labor pushes the federal government to go further in tackling climate change. And in sport, Mitchell Starc and Ashley Gardner make history, taking top honours at the 2022 Australian Cricket Awards. With the latest SBS news, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. Australia has taken less than 24 hours to again surpass its highest daily total of COVID-19 deaths. While a pandemic-high 93 fatalities were recorded on Friday, another 97 had been announced by early Saturday afternoon, and with numbers still to be reported in Western Australia and the Northern Territory. New South Wales accounted for 49 of that total, its highest daily toll to date. Victoria registered 31 deaths, Queensland 12, and South Australia 5. Meanwhile, Dr. Christine Selvey, a medical epidemiologist with New South Wales Health, says daily case numbers across the state of New South Wales are stabilising.
There were 13,354 positive test results notified to New South Wales Health to 8 p.m. last night. This includes 5,426 positive PCR tests and 7,928 positive rapid antigen tests.
Despite recording 12 COVID-19 deaths in Queensland and 10,391 new cases, Queensland authorities are hopeful that the state is at or nearing its peak. The state's chief health officer, Dr. John Gerrard, says of the 12 deaths, 4 were unvaccinated, 2 had one dose, 5 had 2 jabs, and none had had their boosters yet. Dr. Gerrard says he hopes and expects hospitalisation numbers to continue to fall.
So far, the outcomes in terms of hospitalisations and complications is significantly lower than what we're expecting. So we're expecting to see in the next week, hopefully further reductions in hospitalisations here in southeast Queensland and then elsewhere in Queensland.
The federal government has announced an extra $50 million investment into koala habitat protection and recovery. The money will be allocated over the next 4 years for a national koala recovery plan, promised after the 2020 bushfires, where over 16,000 of the marsupials were killed. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it's a commitment to a symbol of Australian wildlife.
We love to throw our arms around koalas, and they love to throw their arms around us when we get to have a cuddle. And what this is about is continuing to throw our arms around our koala population and care for them in the way that I believe all Australians would want us to. And that's a window into the broader wildlife population that we need to support.
Labor has reacted with scepticism of the federal government's announcement of $1 billion funding package for the Great Barrier Reef and now millions for koalas. Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the federal government needs to go further in tackling climate change.
They haven't even delivered on the previous commitments they've made with regard to the Great Barrier Reef. And we see it again today with koalas. Now, we all think koalas are cuddly and we all want to save them. But guess what? You need to take action on climate change if you're going to save koalas. You need to take action on climate change if you're going to protect the Great Barrier Reef.
A US committee probing the deadly Capitol riot last year has issued a subpoena for Judd Deer, who served as one of Donald Trump's communications aides. Local network CNN in the United States is reporting that the House of Representatives Committee is seeking documents and a deposition next month from Deer. Deer was the main conduit between Trump's communications team and that of President Joe Biden in the transition period leading up to Biden's inauguration on the 20th of January 2021. To sport, Mitchell Starc and Ashley Gardner have taken top honours at the 2022 Australian Cricket Awards. Gardner becomes the first Indigenous person to win the Belinda Clark Award as the country's leading female player, crowning her as the best female player for the past 12 months. Starc was rewarded for a strong year across all formats, becoming just the fifth fast bowler in 22 years to win the Alan Border Medal as Australia's leading male cricketer. He edged out Mitchell Marsh by a single vote. For the second year in a row, the annual awards were not presented at the usual black tie event due to biosecurity protocols, which remain a reality for Australian men's and women's players who are still in the middle of their seasons. And to tennis, fans attending Melbourne Park to watch singles and doubles finals this weekend are being asked to join a silent protest against the disappearance of Chinese star player Peng Shuai. Activists last week were asked to remove politically motivated T-shirts with slogans at the Australian Open by Victoria Police. But today, protesters are handing them out along with yellow ribbons to those heading into Rod Laver Arena ahead of the women's singles final featuring Ash Barty. Tennis Australia overturned a ban on the t-shirts this week after the campaign caught global attention. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Very hot and mostly sunny with a top of 39 degrees in Perth. Also mostly sunny in Adelaide with a top of 29. Some morning showers in Melbourne, cloudy in Hobart, a possible storm in Canberra, sunny conditions in Wollongong, Sydney and Newcastle, scattered rain at times in Cairns, a possible storm in Darwin and Alice Springs. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.